With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returning to the Middle East as a proposed Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal hangs in the balance. He says Israel has signed off on the proposal.
The only party that has not accepted, the only party that's not said yes, is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
He has already met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in Cairo and will now travel to Israel, Jordan, and Qatar. Meanwhile, Israel rescuing four hostages from inside the Gaza Strip, the operation with high casualties. Officials say 274 Palestinians were killed. Also at SRNNews.com, a massive fire broke out at a four-story apartment complex in Miami on Monday morning. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Firefighters are working to extinguish a massive fire at a four-story apartment complex near downtown Miami. First responders received calls about a fire around 8:15 a.m. Monday morning Eastern Time. When Miami police and firefighters arrived, they also found a man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says the shooting and fire are part of an active investigation and offered few other details. News helicopter footage shows flames rising from the building along with large plumes of smoke. Suarez says two firefighters were taken to the hospital with heat exhaustion and are in stable condition. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A prosecutor told jurors no one is above the law, and he urged them to convict Biden's son Hunter on charges that he lied about his drug use when he bought a gun in 2018. Closing arguments in that trial are now underway. The Dow is 5 points in the red, the NASDAQ up 18. This is SRN News. Biden and Trump voters disagree on key cultural issues.
That seems like a given, but the Pew Research Center wanted to prove it, and it's just released a poll on the matter. Can a person change their gender? 59% of Biden supporters say yes, versus only 9% of Trump supporters. And just 19% of people who plan to vote for Biden think the country is better off when people prioritize marriage and children, versus 59% of Trump voters who believe that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thousands will gather in Indianapolis this week for an annual meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention. Messengers, as voting delegates are known, will decide on whether to establish a constitutional ban on churches with women pastors. They'll also hear a report and get outside criticism of the SBC's handling of sexual abuse among the clergy. And they'll vote for a new president among six candidates. This is SRN News. Authorities are warning of shark dangers along Florida's Gulf Coast, where three people were hurt in two separate shark attacks. Those attacks off beaches in the Florida Panhandle on Friday led authorities to temporarily close beaches to swimmers. Cheating on a test, taking on a whole new meaning.
Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda has apologized for massive cheating on certification tests for seven vehicle models. The fraudulent testing at Japan's top automaker involved the use of inadequate or outdated data in collision tests and incorrect testing of airbag inflation and rear seat damage in crashes. Engine tests were also found to be falsified. Toyota recently stopped production of three models made in Japan. The deceptive test does not affect the safety of the vehicles already on roads. Two other Japanese automakers, Mazda and Honda, also recently reported improper testing of their vehicles, but said they are safe to use. Ron Taylor reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.